with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's prime minister warning that his country could reach out and attack Iran if it really had to.
This was a very bellicose speech. The message was very, very clear. And as soon as he left, we then had the reports of these multiple explosions in Beirut. And
that is BBC's Tom Bateman reporting about Netanyahu's speech yesterday at the United Nations. Meanwhile, the strike came even as Netanyahu told the UN General Assembly that if Israel has to, it can attack anywhere in the Middle East. Journalist Matt Continetti says there's little fairness in the kind of criticism coming from the international community about escalating tensions along Israel's northern border.
They've been firing indiscriminately on Israel, and yet when Israel takes steps, remarkable steps, including the pager plot last week, then this air campaign beginning this week to defend itself, the international community, including the United States, comes down on Israel.
At a campaign rally in Walker, Michigan last night, former President Trump accused his Democratic rival, Kamala Harris, of being worse than incompetent in handling the border.
There's no greater act of disloyalty than to extinguish the sovereignty of your own nation, and that's what she's done.
Correspondent Rita Foley, meanwhile, reports there's some good news for drivers at the gasoline pump as some of the prices are edging their way down.
Gas is $3.22 a gallon on average, 13 cents cheaper than a month ago, 61 cents less than a year ago. And the AAA says pump prices will probably drop even more due to so-so demand and low oil costs. The states where gas is most expensive are California, Hawaii, and Washington. It's least expensive in Mississippi, Texas, and Louisiana. I'm Rita Foley.
And you're listening to SRN News. A new pro-Israel group has been formed. Michael Harrington has the details.
It's called the Conference of Presidents of Christian Organizations in Support of Israel, and it has the backing of nearly 100 evangelical leaders, including Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council and former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. The goal of the organization is to muster more support for the Jewish state in the wake of last year's devastating attacks by Hamas and ongoing fighting with that Muslim terrorist group as well as Hezbollah. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump has received strong support from white evangelical Protestants in his presidential bids. About 8 in 10 evangelical voters supporting him back in 2020, according to AP Votecast. But a small group of liberals is looking to pull believers away from Trump's fold and into Harris's corner. A group called Evangelicals for Harris is running ads and targeting voters in swing states, hoping to bolster evangelical support for the vice president. This is SRN News. Former President Jimmy Carter approaching a major milestone.
Already the longest lived of the 45 men to serve as a U.S. president, Jimmy Carter is about to reach the century mark. Carter remains under home hospice care and will turn 100 years old Tuesday. Carter has seen the U.S. populations nearly triple. The U.S. has about 330 million residents. There were about 114 million in 1924.
And that is Ron Taylor reporting. Florida Congressman Mike Waltz is co-sponsoring a new bill he says will address a major decline in U.S. shipbuilding capacity.
We've got to incentivize investments that would essentially create opportunity zones for shipyards and then do a lot to recruit our mariners.
Waltz says the Ships for America Act he's co-sponsoring will pump new energy into the U.S. civilian and defense maritime industries. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.